For a great Chicago show, we can tell you where to go. You should dial your radio to the Skinny and Hooley Show. It's the Skinny and Hooley Show.
Listoon, 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 Varna. Oh, listoon, Varna. Listoon, 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 Varna.
How's it going there, everybody from Cork, New York?
Hey, how's it going, everybody? Welcome once again to the Skinny and Hooley Show. I'm your old friend, Mike Houlihan. And with me, as always, my old buddy, my pal, my friend, Mr. James Skinny Sheehan. Skin, what do you say?
Hey, Hooley, great to be back here. I had to take a week off. I'm sorry.
I know that snake bite I heard. It was pretty scary in the jungles of Blue Island.
I got two phone calls about the snake bite. What were you doing in Blue Island? Oh, my God.
Things happen there.
That's right.
Hey, you're listening to the Skinny and Hooley Show. We're brought to you by Flood Brothers Disposal, our old pal Bob Flood. We're coming at you out of Cicero, Illinois, WCEV. We're Chicago's ethnic voice, 1450 on your AM dial. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter. We're streaming online at WCEV1450.com. And if you ever miss a show, folks, you can always catch the podcast, usually up by Monday, at SkinnyHooley.com.
Anywhere in the world, Hooley, you can catch that podcast.
All over the world. It's global. Global.
Global.
Primarily
international stars.
Yeah. Hey, Skin, I had a great time last Friday at
my
50th reunion, Mount Carmel, and you were there. Your nephew was honored.
Yeah, Michael Sheehan
humanitarian
got an
award. Yeah,
it was very nice. It was very
Thank you,
nice,
Billy. Yeah, it was fun.
They do a fabulous job there at Carmel. Unbelievable.
Know, it was weird because a lot of these guys I hadn't seen in 50 years, and I didn't recognize a lot of them. And then I'd see some of my old pals who I did recognize, but. I was getting the kind of the cold shoulder from a lot of these guys, and I said to another buddy of mine, I went, I never realized that. I guess I kind of rubbed a lot of people the wrong way in high school.
And one thing about Carmel guys, they forget about that. It was only 50 years ago.
I messed with a lot of people, and that somebody said, "Yeah, you picked on me." I went, "Hey, come on, that was 50 years ago." But I did have a lot of laughs, I'll tell you.
Oh, my gosh.
Of course, Frankie Moran was there as my buffer, you know. And
but there was all kinds
saw
of
saw your pal, Neil Moss, there. Yeah. I just, you know, every time you turned around, you'd see an old pal. So it was a great night.
They do a great job. 650 people they served dinner to.
Not bad.
Not bad
in
at all.
In the gym. Yeah.
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 It was really nice. Very nice job. They do a great job over there. The gym is incredible. Incredible.
You know, I'm glad you mentioned the gym. They, you know... I don't know if you remember this, but in 1967, I ran a 3-minute mile on that track naked because somebody was chasing me. And they put my name up on the wall. Did you see that?
Yeah,
huge
I saw
letters.
The
Houlihan. I took a picture of it.
What a paradox. Hooley's name on a track.
Actually, it was Fran Houlihan who gave a lot of money to the school, the late Fran Houlihan. And I had tried for years to get in his pocket, but I just could not squeeze a dime out of the guy. But he was nice enough to put his name up on the wall.
My name.
Yeah. So thanks, Fran.
What a gorgeous
taking
facility.
Credit for it.
And they got all that property around there now, and the property's coming back, and it's unbelievable.
It's nicer now than it was when I went there,
I can
tell you that. That's for sure.
Well, that was like in the 1800s. So.
It was 50 years ago.
I know. Oh, my gosh.
Okay, Skin. I think we're ready. Billy...
Whoa, Nelly! We have a 6'6", 230-pound nose tackle, Tom Gorman, coming from Brother Rice High School, Holy Redeemer Parish. He was on the 1988 National Championship Notre Dame Irish, and we're so proud to have him with us tonight. Whoa, Nelly! Welcome to the show, Tom Gorman.
Holy worked on that all day, Tom.
Thank you so much for having us. Thank you so much.
Absolutely, our honor and privilege, and we want to thank you so much for being a sponsor.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you so much.
Well, you spend all that time talking about Mount Carmel. I don't know if I'm there.
He's a Brother Rice guy, yeah. Well, I got to get that in before you start.
No, I'm a big fan of the Catholic League.
Good man.
Anything from the South Side.
Yeah. Well, that's how we talk about it. I shouldn't say that on the show. I'd say that Mother McCauley or Marist or Brother
the
Rice.
The Flood Brothers give us a lot of grief about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, they're North Siders.
How about those Mother McCauley state champion volleyball players?
Unbelievable.
Huh?
Number one team in the country.
In the nation. How about that?
In the nation, yeah. Amazing. They're tremendous.
How about that Jenny McCarthy who went to Mother McCauley?
How about that? I know the sisters are very proud of her.
Yeah,
yeah,
sure they are.
Macaulay's the biggest Catholic girls' school in the country.
Is it really?
Yeah. Right.
I think you're right.
Couple of proms there.
Yeah.
I'm sure Tom Gorman did as well, right?
Did you go alone?
Yes.
I never forget one girl, Linda Trilla, picked her up for the dance, and her dad brings me into the parlor and goes, you know, you have kind of a sour reputation in this neighborhood. I went, what?
Billy, I'm shocked.
He goes, just want to let you know if you ever lay a hand on my daughter, I'll kill you. And this is a great big Italian guy. I went, So
that's the way it should
be. Kind of ruined the romance, I'll tell you that. Anyway, Tom, how long have you been practicing law here in Chi-Town?
25 years.
Good for you. You look a lot younger. Yeah.
I don't feel a lot younger, but it's only been 25 years.
Now,
did you go to Notre Dame Law School?
I did.
He did. He got the Jurisprudence Award. Or the Jewish,
what's that mean?
The Jewish Prudence Award. No, it's some kind of a law thing. Now, was Lou Holtz your coach?
Yes.
He certainly was.
Now, I love that guy. He's terrific.
Recruited by Jerry Faust and then played for Lou Holtz.
Got any Lou Holtz stories?
It was quite a team.
I think your show only goes for about an hour.
Yeah,
so
it'll
take at least a case of beer to tell you some stories.
They got that great thing on 30 on 30 now, that Catholics versus convicts.
Oh, yeah.
That was really interesting.
It was one hell of a pregame fight.
Yes, it was unbelievable. The whole thing was interesting.
Lou Holtz used to do his show from Riley's daughter.
They're one of our sponsors.
That's another
one
of our sponsors.
The South Side. Well, you know where they're at.
Do you know Boz? You know Boz O'Brien?
I do.
Yeah.
Okay,
Boz called me in 1987 and asked if Timmy Brown would do a live interview from Riley's daughter. And Boz sent a limousine up for Tim and did the show an interview at Riley's daughter right after he won the Heisman.
Wow.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Very smart on Boz's part,
And he
too.
Did. Brown played both
Timmy
ways.
Timmy got a little taste of the South Side.
Yeah. And he needed you to talk him into it to go down there, huh? Yeah.
Well, I think he was just excited to see the South Side.
Oh, yeah. Skinny's phone's ringing.
That's always ringing.
Flew Holtz calling.
We'll just ignore it.
Do you ever run into the coach at all?
I had breakfast with him about a year ago.
Honest to God.
And he looks great.
Yeah. You know, when my kid was in high school, my sons went to Mount Carmel, and Notre Dame is...
Why didn't you send him to Rice?
Well, we lived in River Forest, for one thing, and it was easier. One of the coaches picked him up and drove him. But I sent him to the Notre Dame football camp in the summer just because I wanted him to meet Lou Holtz, and he was a quarterback, and I thought, but he had a gas. But we have the picture, or had it on our refrigerator for years, of my son Patty and Lou Holtz, and... You know, he inscribed it. And
Lou Holtz, a great storyteller. The only better storyteller that I've ever met is Sheriff Sheehan.
Oh, yeah, Mike. Yeah. For Sheriff Mike Sheehan.
He was in that 30 on 30, reffing the Michigan-Notre Dame game.
Was he?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think in 1986 or 87, he threw a flag on me.
Did he really? Oh, good, I'm seeing
it. I let him know it.
Did you know who he was then? Sure.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Who doesn't know the sheriff?
You're from the neighborhood, yeah.
He used to stop at my mother's house all the time after he would do the games. If they were at South Bend or Purdue or something
Mike?
Like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
But the one year they did Michigan-Notre Dame, and kid at Notre Dame came across the back of the end zone, stepped on the line, came back in and caught a touchdown pass. Huh. So I stopped at my mother's house, and
Mike did not throw a flag.
He didn't throw the flag, but he was one of the back judges. The other guy threw it, and my mother said, "Did you see that game today? They took that game from Notre Dame. They took it from Our Lady." And I said,
"Our Lady."
I said, "Mike threw the flag. He called." She goes, "What?"
Oh, you ratted him out to your mother.
About a half hour later, Mike shows up at the house, and she says, "You're a disgrace. You're a disgrace to the church. Get off my porch." And then he comes out, and I might be in the bushes. He goes, "I'm going to get you." But anyways, it was fun.
Way to rat him out.
Great times.
So you were a product of the South. You went to Holy Redeemer, then you went to Rice, then Notre Dame, and now you still live in the old hood, huh?
Moved back to the old hood, and I'm in Beverly.
From where?
From South Bend.
Oh,
good for you.
Okay, so you had to go through law school and all
that.
Yeah,
right. It took a long time.
And how many kids you got?
I have five.
Good for you.
I have five. My oldest daughter actually played on that Mother McCauley
team
National
year.
Championship team.
Did she really?
Yeah.
Who's their coach?
Fabulous, fabulous coach, Jenda Gerald.
Okay.
Yeah, she's got a storied program at Mother McCauley.
Was Katie Schumacher there? Wasn't
yeah.
she?
No, Katie was there years ago.
Okay. She's now coaching at Penn, I think.
Yeah.
That's a legacy of great players.
Yeah.
Almost Tom Mitchell-esque.
A Carmel guy.
But he saw the light and went to Rice.
Okay.
Yeah. We had him on the show, didn't we, before he passed away?
No, we never did, unfortunately.
I thought we did. He was terrific guy. Terrific guy.
He was. You got something in here about Tom Mitchell. I guess, so he was kind of a mentor to you, right?
Absent my own father, I think I've learned more from Tom Mitchell than any other
Was he your coach at Rice?
Oh, yeah.
You mentioned that they honored him at Soldier Field in 2007.
Right.
What was that like?
Well, you know, I think 20-plus years of old players came back to show honor to the great coach, and it was really a special day.
Yeah, he was really. I did some stuff with the city after he left, and after he left Rice, and he was doing stuff with the Park District, and he's just all he cared about was the kids. He had blinders. He was out constantly hustling equipment and stuff like that. He was a great, great guy, though.
Always the best interest of the boys.
Yes. Well, I remember that when I went to work for Mayor Daley in the mayor's office, we had the jumping jack program.
Oh, yeah.
I worked on the jumping jack program.
Did you really?
Yeah. That was when Strozier was around. Frank Strozier
right,
was around.
The ref.
The ref, yeah. So anyways, at the beginning of the year, I get a bunch of the kids in there. I said, well, what did you do? You got to tell me about this jumping. We had 25 or 30 jumping jacks, and they go to all the neighborhood festivals. And it was just a terrific program. We had all these kids working, blah, 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 blah. And the kids go, well, I don't know if we can tell you. I said, well, what did you do? Well, for the first 2.5 weeks, we had to paint Brother Rice's gym in their classrooms. We would go out there, and Tom Mitchell would take us in there. You know, they're all working for the city.
They're working for Rice.
Good for him. That's good. They had to paint the stands, too, or something. It was really funny. I always reminded him of that, but what a good guy he was.
He sure was. He helped a lot of people.
Yeah, a lot
of people.
Now, you're very involved at Rice. You're on the board and everything at Rice now, right?
I spent a lot of time on the board of directors of Brother Rice, but I have a freshman there now, so I'm no longer on the board, and he's really enjoying his time.
Is he playing football?
He is.
Oh, wow.
What's
his name?
I have a son that's a junior at Notre Dame now, too.
Do you really?
Right.
Is he playing football, too?
He's not. He's too smart to do that.
That's good.
Are the boys, like, you're a big size guy. Are the boys big guys?
Not as big, but much smarter.
Good answer.
Yeah.
Good answer. Now, Brian Bakke's there at Rice. He's a terrific kid.
He is. He lives right across the street from us.
Who's Brian Bakke?
He's the head coach of Brother Rice.
Football coach.
Right. Yeah, right. Had a great year last year and looking forward to a great season this year.
Did you play basketball at Rice, too?
I did.
I would think so.
I did. Yeah. Fun fact here for you. Uh-huh. I led the Catholic League in the worst free throw percentage, I think, ever.
Yeah.
That's something to be proud of. You're like Will Chamberlain.
Right. 22%, I think it was.
Oh, boy.
You should have talked to Tara O'Malley. She would have told you how to shoot those.
Tara never misses. Never.
No, never. Never. Scary.
Is she one of the McCauley kids?
She's one of Mike's granddaughters.
Oh, yeah.
She's frightening. Yeah. Frighteningly good.
Yeah.
Good kid, yeah. Great
kid. So you brought Bo McCarthy with you.
He's Bo McNulty.
McNulty.
Good Irishman from Cleveland.
Yeah. And he's working with Schiff Gorman now, too, right?
Tell him about it, Bo.
It's great working with Tom. But back to that 30 for 30, the Notre Dame-Miami. Yeah. Do they show when the field goal or extra point gets blocked, Matt?
I don't know. I don't remember.
I think they did.
You know, that's a cut on me because that was my guy.
Oh.
It was an honest question. I just haven't seen it yet. I haven't seen it yet.
Missed the block.
But he didn't.
Right. It's an embarrassing moment.
So, Bo, tell us about you now. You're from Cleveland.
I'm originally from Cleveland. I've been here in Chicago for about 10 years now.
Oh, okay.
Been working with Tom for 6 years.
Yeah.
I grew up in Cleveland, so not a Notre Dame fan, but it's grown on me. It's grown on me. Used Tom's Tickets a few times. Great place to go for a game.
And then you went to Dayton.
You went to Dayton.
Went to Dayton. Yeah.
The Flyers.
But yeah.
Offensive lineman.
So you guys are like the two resident Irishmen in the firm?
We are.
Okay.
Well,
and of course, Bridie Conroy, too.
Bridie Conroy, who runs the whole operation. Yeah. Bridie, come on, get in on this.
Bridie was the one who came to us and said, you know what? Are you guys ever looking for sponsors? I said, are we ever? Are you kidding me?
Of course. We love this show.
Yeah, oh, good.
It's got a big following. Why wouldn't we be on it?
Yes, exactly.
Well, we got guys taking photos. It's like the paparazzi here. Yeah. So,
Bridie, now where are you from?
I'm from Burtonport, Donegal, County Donegal.
Donegal. We were up there on our trip, Hooley.
We did.
Oh. Yeah. We do a trip every year, the Skinny Hooley
Show.
We were
in Donegal.
You know, one with us last year was Dick Moran.
Oh.
He had a great, what a good
I
guy.
I forgot to bring the brochures.
So you actually go up north?
We
went to Belfast. Not many people make it to.
We went up there one year. Every year we bring about 40 people to Ireland.
Yeah, I saw that, but I thought it was down south most of
the time.
No international incidents yet, but...
There was an international incident.
Oh, yeah, we won't talk about that, but anyway.
Skinny stole the pillow out of the Europa Hotel.
Oh, no, in Belfast?
Yes. I needed a pillow to sleep on the bus.
Because he was hungover.
I was hungover.
And the bus driver pulled our leg and said that he had two Garda waiting outside, and Skinny's going, my sister gets headaches. She needs an extra pillow. He blames her.
I blamed you.
Yeah, you did. The first thing he said, he did it. Anyway, the guy was just messing with us. But he did have the pillow. We had to turn it back in.
We had to turn it in. It was some fancy pillow. I just needed something.
But the North is a blast. I mean, we had a great time there as well. You know, wherever you go in Ireland, it's heaven. You know, it's a great spot. And we're looking for...
I went last year for the first time, and I tell you, I'd move there tomorrow if I could.
Should come with us. We go October 19th to the 26th. We bring a whole group. It's a blast. We bring Katie Grennan, our own Irish fiddler, with us. And I forgot the brochures, though. I'll get you guys the brochures. And everybody out there as well. Hey, you know what? There's an ad on the back page of the Irish American News this month for the trip.
Oh, good.
So check that out, folks.
We sell it out every year. So, and we go there for 7 days. And this year we're going to Killarney, of course, Galway, and Athlone. Where else do we go, Holy?
We're going to the Aran Islands. Ackle Island.
Have you been to Kinsale?
You know, I think we went through Kinsale the first year. Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
A friend of mine is from Cleveland. She's her family's from the Ackle Islands.
From what part?
Cleveland. She's from Cleveland, but her parents and her grandparents... She's a Kilbane. Kilbane and Gallagher's.
Oh, Susan Kilbane, yeah.
Yeah, Kilbane's and Gallagher's. There's a lot of them that are in Cleveland that came from Ackle. There's a lot of people from Ackle Island in Cleveland.
Oh, there's a large Irish population there. Great St. Patrick's Day celebration.
In Cleveland? Yeah.
Absolutely.
Actually, I've been to the Cleveland Irish Festival. When I had a book coming out, I went there and sold my books there.
So you know firsthand.
It was terrific.
They know what they're doing.
Huge community, yeah.
Yes.
So how did you get into PI work?
Well, Bo, you tell us about that. How'd you get into PI work?
Personal injury I'm talking about, folks.
I actually went to law school because I wanted to do the PI work.
Oh, yeah?
That just happened. A professor in college said, you should read this book. It was a biography about a personal injury lawyer.
Was it Phil Corboy?
It was Melvin Belli.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Italian.
Yeah.
We know him well. Sure.
Yeah. Very famous guy.
Seemed to align with my personality and kind of became a goal at that point. So,
yeah.
But, you know, the reputation that a lot of injury lawyers has isn't always positive. So the first day of law school at Loyola and towards class, they say, who wants to be a personal injury lawyer? I raise my hand. They all say, why are you even here? Why would you go to Loyola if you want to do that?
Yeah.
But, you know, that's why I did it, and I landed at a great spot.
You're at a terrific spot.
Working with great people. Yeah. Showing me the rope. So it all worked out.
Now, did you guys follow any of that United Airlines guy on the plane?
We did, and I tell you, Tom Dimitro is one great lawyer.
Oh, he is?
Yeah.
Settled right away.
Yeah, and I'm sure largely due to you know, him.
His name,
his,
yeah.
His reputation.
Yeah, but he was so good in the media, too.
Well, he's just a fine lawyer and a true gentleman.
Yeah.
And really, just, he did a wonderful job for the poor doctor that was thrown off the plane.
He's a bum. Come on.
No, he was.
Are you kidding? Did you read about
this
guy?
Yeah, take it easy, okay?
He was selling drugs and stuff and all kinds of stuff. But you know, when I was on the plane, I was going to Florida like 2 weeks ago with my wife.
What if that was you, Julio?
Well, I would have got off the plane and taken the money immediately.
$800? Come
yes,
on.
Yes, I would have taken
it. He got $3
million. I know. Well, you don't know what he got. That's a confidential.
Oh, well, that's what I heard.
Don't tell Demetrio about what you know. There was a guy who looked like him, and I said to my wife, look, there's Dr. Dow. She goes, you're racist. What? He just looked like him. But anyway, Phil Corboy was a good friend. He invested in a lot of films and plays and stuff that I did.
Really good guy.
He was a terrific guy.
I tell you what, he's one of the best there ever was.
He set the bar for the Chicago PI guys, I think. Yeah.
He sure did. I mean, you think about great personal injury lawyers or just great trial lawyers. Mm. And Bo speaks to Melvin Belli, but you think of Jerry Spence and Phil Corboy all in the same breath.
Yeah.
He was a terrific guy. And his widow, Mary Dempsey.
We've had her on the show a couple times. She's up at DePaul now. She's terrific.
She was the director of the library.
Yeah. She ran the Chicago Public Library.
Now she's kind of overseeing the rebirth of DePaul High School.
Right. And the old Gordon Tech.
Yeah.
Right.
Is that what they're calling?
They call it DePaul because it's associated with the college, but it's the old Gordon Tech. Tommy McShane and all those guys went there to Gordon Tech.
But there was a DePaul High School.
There was, yeah. But that's what they're calling it. But anyway.
I imagine you remember old Father McGinnity.
I don't. I probably do.
Yeah, he ran Gordon Tech for a long time.
Oh, okay. The Gordon Rams. Tech, they used to have great football teams, too.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
Those big Polish kids.
Yes, exactly.
Now, how old are your kids? Well, you got one
from 7 to 21. I'm sorry, from 12 to 21.
Wow. Okay.
You get your hands
full. So you're busy.
Busy.
Very busy. Busy.
Not too busy for you guys.
Oh, thank you.
That's good.
Well, we're glad. We're glad you're not too busy.
And Brian, what about you? Do you have kids? Are you married?
I'm not married. I don't have any kids.
Oh. And he's a personal injury lawyer, ladies.
Yeah, ladies.
There's hearts breaking all over Cleveland.
Yeah.
And I try to act like I'm as busy as Tom, though.
Good for you. You like Chicago, though.
There's a reason I haven't left.
Oh, good. Yeah. What brought you here?
I came for law school.
Oh, yeah, at Loyola.
I mean, there was a 3-year period where the only time I left the city was by airplane. I've never even been out to the suburbs or anything. So,
where are you living now?
Up in Lakeview.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Of course you are, young single guy. Yeah. And how many lawyers at the firm?
Well, there's the chief, the senior partner, Elliot Schiff. He's the one that started it, and Elliot and I have worked together for about... Well, he hired me out of law school 25 years ago.
Wow.
Oh,
and
God bless him.
We started Schiff Gorman 17 years ago.
No kidding.
And we only represent plaintiffs and people who are injured. We have essentially the good fortune to represent the unfortunate. And we've, God willing, we've made a good go of it.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
So if you fall down and break your neck or anything in front of a bar or walking down the street, call Tom Gorman. That's the thing to do.
Right. Even if you don't fall, pick something up.
You don't want to encourage that.
No, I'm only kidding. That was a joke, Holy.
Thanks, Kenny.
What was the great movie about the guy, the football boy? I can't remember. The guy gets hurt. And I think Peter Falk plays the lawyer. Anyways. Thank you so much for being our sponsor.
Thank you so
much. Absolutely. Before we let you go, though, I would like to say one thing. Yeah. May is Pediatric Brain Tumor Awareness Month.
Oh, yeah.
And our firm, we do a lot for, or we try to do a lot for pediatric brain tumor. And we're...
That means kids, right?
Kids. Nice. Yeah. Kids. And there's really no effective treatment for this. And there's all kinds of kids around the world that suffer from this insidious disease. And we're trying to raise some awareness, raise some money, and there is a new collaboration at the Lurie Children's Hospital to investigate and treat and solve the pediatric brain tumor problem. And just going to use that 10 seconds just to raise that awareness, and I appreciate
that's great.
Letting us do that.
Do you know Bob McNamara? He's involved with that as a fundraiser, I think. He used to run the Heritage, the Irish American Heritage Center.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
The Pediatric Brain Tumor Association. Yeah.
What's the McNicholas Pediatric Brain Tumor Foundation? And
is that the one that started out south here?
It is.
Yeah.
It is. I had the good fortune of coaching John McNicholas when he was a young man, a boy. Yeah. He died as a freshman in high school at St. Rita.
Wow. Were you a coach at St. Rita?
No, I coached him in grammar school at CK.
Okay.
And, just a great kid from a great family.
Where were you coaching? At CK. Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, just a grammar school.
I'm a CK guy.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Wow.
Class of 1963.
No kidding. Huh? How about, I didn't know that.
He spent 12 years in CK. Before he went to Carmel.
I had a lot of fun there.
But
what were you coaching? Football? You were coaching football?
Do they do that bike ride?
No, we have a huge softball tournament, and this year it's the first week of June, and I should know the date right off the top of my head, but I don't. But,
we will plug it.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, we will. Yeah. Where is it at?
What's the website?
Actually, Father McCarthy at St. Rita generously gives us all of the facilities at St. Rita.
All the fields and everything.
And just a wonderful man.
Yeah, he's terrific.
You ever get the opportunity to meet Father McCarthy or talk to him or have him on the show, I mean, you know you're in the presence of greatness when you're with him.
Yeah, he's really a terrific guy. He does a great job. I went to high school there, to Quigley.
When it was Quigley, yeah.
But you didn't become a priest.
No, but I can hear confessions if you want to wait after the show. I have six brothers that all went to Mendel, and I went to Quigley. And everyone goes, did your mother make you go there? My mother was like, what are you doing at Quigley? There's something wrong with you. There's no way you're ever going to be a priest. The other parents were encouraging the kids, buying them, chasubles and stuff.
Chasubles.
Whatever.
They called them skinny because the other brothers wouldn't let them get anything to eat.
My brothers were twice my size.
Yeah, and they are. Yeah.
So, anyways.
You're the runt of the litter kind of skinny, right? Yeah.
That's what it said. And when I first got that celiac disease, where you're allergic to gluten. But anyways, when I looked it up, this is 25 years ago. You had to go to the library and look it up. And it said, usually if the patient comes from a large family, he's the runt of the litter.
That's you.
My father would say, get in here, Jimmy, you little runt. Get in here. It's all good, though. It's all good. It's all fun.
All right, Tom Gorman, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having us.
Bo McCarthy.
Thanks, Bo, for coming. And
McNulty.
McNulty,
I'm sorry.
Keeps calling him McCarthy.
And Bridie.
Bridie.
Oh, look, here's the website. Live Like John, the John McNicholas Pediatric Brain Tumor Foundation. Very good, Billy. It's livelikejohn.org.
You can make a donation online.
There you go.
Yeah,
livelikejohn.org. And John was a young man that he died of a brain tumor.
He did. Diagnosis to his passing was about 8 months.
Wow. And you were his coach?
Yeah.
Just one of them. And it really made an impact on our community the South Side.
It really did, yeah.
A wonderful family.
Yeah. Oh, God bless them. And God bless the Schiff Gorman Law Firm, too, for sponsoring this Skinny and Hooley show.
Yes, you get two blessings tonight.
From Father Skinny of Quigley.
Tell Schiff I give him a blessing, even if he doesn't want it.
Okay. All right. Thanks. We're going to take a break for our friends. We'll be right back on the Skinny and Hooley show.
Attention commercial business owners, industrial business owners, restaurateurs, apartment, condominium, and building maintenance managers. Flood Brothers Disposal and Recycling Service wants to earn your business. When was the last time you checked your garbage disposal rates? How about making a call or emailing for a free quote today at 773-626-5800 or online to floodbrothersdisposal.com. Flood Brothers is one of the last family-owned and operated solid waste recycling and yard waste firms serving metropolitan Chicagoland. Flood Brothers specializes in expert personalized service, extremely competitive pricing, and is backed by the Flood Brothers family name. Call Flood Brothers today. There's no charge other than a phone call to get a free quote. Call 773-626-5800 or go online to floodbrothersdisposal.com. When your name is on the trucks, you work harder to satisfy every customer. Call 773-626-5800. Flood Brothers Disposal and Recycling Service. Your garbage and recycling waste is their bread and butter.
There's only one Irish pub on the Chicago River, and that's Lizzie McNeil's at 400 North McClure Court. We spend a lot of time there taping the Skinny and Hooley show at Lizzie's almost every Wednesday night. You can escape the hustle and bustle of Navy Pier and relax at Lizzie McNeil's. Our old pal John Wren is your host. Please say hello when you stop by for one of their ice-cold brews in an authentic Irish pub. One visit and you'll be calling it your hometown hangout. We've been hanging at Lizzie's for going on 7 years now, so join us. When the weather gets nice, they have two outdoor patio areas where you can take advantage of the sunshine and a cafe menu of salad, sandwiches, and appetizers. Lizzie's also has a great private party room that's perfect for birthdays, graduations, and most nights at Lizzie's, you can meet the elite of Chicago's Irish-American community. So stop by Lizzie McNeil soon, right by the river. Tell them you were sent by Skinny and Hooley. With a history going all the way back to 1896, the International Union of Operating Engineers has continued to protect workers and their families with loyalty and brotherhood. Local 150 has continued to thrive through economic booms and busts with careful training and aggressive organizing. Under the leadership of President and Business Manager Jim Sweeney, Local 150 has implemented programs and action plans to create work, protect benefits, and keep members working. They've been helping the Irish-American community of Chicagoland for just as long. Skinny and Hooley Show is proud to be associated with Jim Sweeney and Local 150, and we salute the continuing efforts of the International Union of Operating Engineers and their support of Irish and Irish-American families now and in the future. Thanks to Local 150.
Smith Village, located in the Beverly neighborhood, is a life plan community that's backed by the strength and experience of Smith Senior Living. At Smith Village, we offer a full continuum of care. Retirement is that unique and special phase of life when you shift from worrying about your to-do list to exploring all the things on your love to-do list. It's also a time to expand your interests, learn something new, make new discoveries. The maintenance-free lifestyle at Smith Village gives you the freedom to do all this and more. And while you're exploring your passions, you'll appreciate the convenience of having dining, housekeeping, utilities, maintenance, social events, fitness classes, and wellness programming all covered by one monthly charge. For a limited time, take advantage of our three-month trial stay program to experience life at Smith Village without the risk of an entrance fee. Ask about our new trial stay program by calling 773-614-6836. That's 773-614-6836, or visit the website at smithvillage.org.
Hooley, that Smith Village is right next door to me, you know.
I know it.
A magnificent job there. And,
I'm trying to talk them into having us do a show there.
That would be great, and I step in there once in a while, and it's just to go
it's
through.
It's part of the community. You know,
yes,
they have election days,
you know, some
and
people
voting
in there,
booths
yeah,
there
they're
and
just,
and,
yeah, they're just... Just, but they do a wonderful, wonderful job, so we want to give them a
I'd
thank
like
you.
I'd like to go to Smith Village.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind doing it, because I'm right next door.
Hey, I want to give a shout-out to everybody from my class at the Mount Carmel Alumni Banquet, all the guys from the class of 67. Thanks for everything, guys, even the guys that I used to mess with.
But how about all the good guys that were there who from all the classes? And the priest,
yes,
just terrific,
absolutely.
Terrific.
Yeah,
really
yeah.
good.
And there's families. Yeah, the Kilmartin brothers were all there. And it was just, I had a blast, I got to tell you. I brought Mike McNeil, Oates, who was a very eccentric character who was in our film Tapioca.
Yeah.
And he lives on a boat in Florida that's been in dry dock for the last 5 years, he told me. And he can't afford to get it fixed or whatever. But what a character. And
what's his last name?
Mike McNeil. Oates. Oh, Mike. Oates is his nickname. Yeah. So I picked him up. He was staying at the Lakeshore Hotel, 46th and Lakeshore Drive. And so we had many laughs with me, him, and he was from St. Philip near I. And had a lot of laughs.
What about, did you have a Kilmartin in your class?
No, there was a Tom Kilmartin. There was one behind me, and there was one ahead of me. Tom Kilmartin was on the city championship basketball team. He was there, you know.
Yeah, and then, but I think it was
Jimmy Kilmartin. There's Jack Kilmartin.
There's one that lives in Arizona. I talked to him for a while, and he said, "Remember?"
You were talking to those guys that night. Yeah.
Yeah. What a nice guy. And he said, "You know, this is the first time I've been back to Carmel since I graduated."
Wow.
It was like 49 years or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he moved to Arizona. It's a long story. He worked for Walgreens and blah 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 blah. But he loves it in Arizona. He's in Tempe or someplace, but. He said, "I just can't believe
it." They were from Visitation Parish.
Yes, that's what he said, yeah. There's a bunch of Kilmartins there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You know what? I ran into Tom Corley, who was from St. Felicitas. Steve, I saw Steve Kemp there.
Steve was there. His brother, Rich, was there.
So anyway, Corley and a lot of those guys from their class from St. Felicitas were called the Groundsmen. Pete Doyle.
Oh, yeah.
Johnny Walsh. And so I'm talking to Tom Corley. He was a friend. He played center ahead of me on the football team. He just creamed me freshman year. I said, maybe I better switch to guard. But he looks completely different. People look like old men, you know. Not that he looked like an old man, but I didn't recognize anybody. But I said, God, I don't know why these guys are kind of giving me the cold shoulder. And he goes, Hooley, don't you know, you're going to hell. I said, why? I wasn't that bad a guy. Anyway.
Yes, you were. What are you talking about? Now now that you're rewriting history, you think you were at St. Francis of Assisi or something.
I thought I was a pretty nice guy. Guess not. Skinny, you know, whenever I'm walking down Western Avenue, and I look in the window at Ken's or Wrong's or Hearts or any of those great saloons, I see the ghost of my old pal Jimmy Goff through the mist, and he says to me, "Hey, Hooley, who died?"
Hey, Hooley, Jack Walsh, 102 years old.
God bless him.
Native of Glenoe, the Stoll, County Kerry, passed away. He was the husband of Mary Walsh, loving father of Mary, John, Charles, Connor, Dylan, and Mary Kate. And he's got a number of grandchildren and nieces and nephews. He was a carpenter, Local 13. Very proud member there. And he was, you know, from Chicago Gaelic Park. Very active in Gaelic Park and the Kerry Association.
I guess you weren't listening because we did him last week.
Well, we just did him again.
Well, 102 years old, he deserves to get it twice. But I thought, it sounds familiar.
Yeah. I didn't realize that last week. I must have been sleeping.
You weren't here.
Oh, that's why. Yeah. Okay. Mary Dorney, Mary Hennigan. Native of Shangorth, County Mayo.
See you, Mayo. Tom. Tom Gorman's leaving the building, ladies and gentlemen.
See you, Tom.
Thanks,
take
Tom.
Care.
Bo, take
Bo,
it
we'll
easy.
See you. Take care. Bridie, see you.
Bye,
bye-bye.
Bridie. Thanks for everything.
Guest. What a great guest. What a great
that
sponsor.
Was fun.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun.
Interesting guy. But she's native of County Mayo.
What's her name again? Oh, Mary Dorney. Yeah.
Mary Dorney, yeah.
Oh, she's very involved with the Heritage Center.
Yes. Yeah. Sister of James, Catherine, Pat Hennigan, Eileen Hennigan, Nancy Hennigan, and the late Bridget and Tom. From St. Monica's Church, she was waked at Gibbons's funeral home, to All Saints Cemetery. So say a prayer for Mary Dorney. She
God
will be
rest
missed.
Her soul. And Skinny, a big tragedy in your neighborhood.
Oh, my God.
A Carmel guy, Chicago Fire Department, District Chief and Commander for the Office of Fire Investigations for the Chicago Fire Department, Michael Murphy. Died of a massive heart attack, 56 years old. He had been with his 16-year-old son at Mount Carmel playing, water polo in the pool. Of course, the pool at Carmel will kill you right there, but he had a heart attack. God rest his soul.
He taught physics at St. Rita.
He's only 56 years old.
I know. It's unbelievable.
He was former cross-country and track coach for
St. Rita.
St. Rita. He taught physics at St. Rita. And he leaves his wife, Sarah, of 31 years. His children, Claire, John, and William. I guess he, tomorrow, from St. Barnabas, is his funeral. God rest his soul.
Yeah, God rest
Mike
his
Murphy.
Soul. 56 great, years great, old. What
wow.
a shame.
God rest his soul.
So say a prayer for the people that have passed away. And if you got anyone that you need us to talk about, send it to skinnyhooley.com.
Okay.
If we miss, sometimes we miss people, and sometimes we do some people twice. So,
if they're 102 years old, we do.
102, they get two shout-outs.
So try and live that long.
Right.
Okay. Are we going to take another break here on the show? We'll be right back after these messages from our friends.
Flood Brothers Disposal was started 80 years ago by their grandfather. Today, 15 members of the family still work together. And as in their grandfather's day, they are service-oriented and believe that the only way to do something is the right way. Flood Brothers are price competitive, so you can count on them to exceed your expectations. So contact Flood Brothers for a quote on your solid waste, recycling, and yard waste collection services. And remember their motto, your rubbish is our bread and butter. So call Bob Flood today at 630-261-0400 or at floodbrothersdisposal.com.
When your family has suffered a loss, there's one family I know who will be there for you. Robert J. Sheehy and Sons Funeral Home are third generation family owned and operated. The Sheehy family has dedicated their lives serving families throughout Chicago and the southwest suburbs. Robert J. Sheehy and Son Funeral Home was incorporated in 1913 as a storefront at 76th and Halsted in Chicago. At the time, this is one of the few standalone funeral homes of its kind, was to be the first of many to come bearing the Sheehy name. The founder, Roger Sheehy Sr., was soon joined in business by his three sons, Roger Jr., Jack, and Bob. This trademark of success is evident 98 years later as Bob and Jim Sheehy, third generation, own and operate two locations in Orland Park and Burbank. The name Sheehy on their sign outside the funeral home means something. For them, it's very important that everyone be treated as if they were family, friend, or neighbor, as they very well could be. When my brother Willie died a few years ago, the Sheehys took very good care of our family, and you know you never forget something like that. Every detail is handled in a professional and personal manner. On a daily basis, the directors Bill Kiley, Mike Orico, and John Sullivan, and the rest of the staff, take great pride in their work, serving families as if they were their own. Bob Sheehy will tell you, we pride ourselves in offering the highest level of professionalism with every family we serve. Robert J. Sheehy and Sons Funeral Homes, here for you since 1913.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today, available at your local grocery store.
Jack's in the frying pan. That's Aoife, somebody's freak out. Aoife Johnson.
They do a great
job. Johnson. Oh, they are the best. They're going to be all over the town, all over the circuit this summer. They'll be around. Don't
hey,
forget.
Hey, by the way, this summer, Holy, at the end of the summer, we're going on a trip to Ireland. We talked about it a little bit earlier.
And we are indeed. We're going October 19th to the 26th. We're going to Galway, the Aran Islands, Westport, Achill Island, Roscommon. We're going to be at Kilronan Castle. And back to Dublin to see our old friends at the Fitzpatrick Castle.
And I feel kind of bad about last year. Some people wanted to come, and we ended up selling out, Holy. And they,
that's right.
So if you're going to go, get a hold of us.
Now.
Sign up now.
Sign up now.
Yeah, we'll probably do a meeting up at Cork and Kerry, right, for people that are interested.
Yeah, like in late June. You know what? We have a special thing this year is when we get in on the plane, and, you know, you're kind of jet-lagged when you get in. You land at like 5:30, 6 in the morning at Dublin.
We're going to take a choo-choo.
We're going to take. We're going to take. Go to the Houston station in Dublin and get on a train. We have our own private train car.
Yeah.
We're going to Galway. So
I know. I'm
they
feel
can open
like,
up the bar for us right there on the
I
train.
I feel like Teddy Roosevelt with my own private car.
Exactly. Yeah. Franklin D. Roosevelt.
You know, and Franklin D.
Yeah, yeah. But that ought to be cool. That'll be a great way to kick off the... You know, and then we get off the train, we walk right across the street, and we're at the Myrick Hotel in Galway.
Or you can go to the bar next door, right
yeah,
off the
absolutely,
train.
You know, but we've
and Galway is such a great, well, I don't have to tell anybody, Galway is just so
I'm
much
hoping
fun.
That we meet Deirdre Burke again.
Oh, she was right.
Yes, I want to set that up and have her bring her Balron.
Balron, yeah.
Of course, we're going to have Katie with us, Katie Grennan.
Katie's just terrific. And,
she is. Saw her last week on the crack.
Oh, did
the crack.
You?
Yeah, she was on the crack. She's going to be on the crack again next week. She's kind of transitioning back into
Chicago
because her studies are finishing. Great kid, great musician, and great company. And everybody, I guarantee, will have, you know what, Skinny, as I like to say, it's the perfect time for the time of your life. Return to heaven. For the 2017 Skinny and Hooley Ireland Tour.
Yeah, Mike wants to be by himself. He said to tell you that, unless Brendan comes. He's working on Brendan.
Mike Miller?
Yeah, he wants Brendan to come.
Okay.
So if we get Brendan to go, everything will be great.
I'm working on him. I'm working on Brendan, yeah.
And Boz won't go.
Boz won't go. There are some people who...
The temptation is too much.
They have taken the pledge, and they don't want to break it with Skinny and Hooley. And I can't blame them.
And there's other people that never took the pledge, and that's why they're going with us.
Yes, exactly. And then they can take it after they get back. They can take it when they get back.
And
Skinny, I just wanted to jump on this story.
This is a feel-good story, great story.
This is a miracle. Let's acknowledge it for what it is. This kid, this girl from River Forest, 23 years old, Madeline Connolly, was out in Montana. She was hiking.
In the forest.
Yeah, she's obviously, you know, a wilderness nut or whatever.
She's on her way up to Alaska.
Yeah, to start a job.
Yeah.
Missing for 7 days.
Right.
You know, and they had rescued. But the interesting thing, and
everybody
in the St. Luke's community where I raised my kids.
They said the rosary over there.
They went and they had a rosary. And I want to acknowledge that's a miracle. They found her today. And she's in good health, and the dog is even good. And they had look at these. What great job these guys must have, search and rescue guys.
Oh, yeah.
They brought her up in the helicopter. They had to, you know, it's in the wilderness, man. She could have got eaten by bears or whatever.
Well, that's what they thought.
They did think that.
They didn't want to say it, but that's what they thought. And that is, because I know there was a lot of stuff on Facebook. Maura McShane and some other people put some stuff asking for prayers.
Prayer works.
And about the thing at St. Luke's.
Yeah, they had a rosary there. 300 people showed up and said the rosary, and they found this kid. Thanks be to God. I think it's just terrific.
Yes.
And I think it's important to acknowledge miracles when they occur. And they're, you know what, they're all around the place because there's
but
miracles.
But she was gone for 7 days, Julie. There was no hope that, I should say.
Evidently, her parents and her family never gave up hope.
Right.
And that's good. They had confidence.
Can't even imagine that what they'd be like to have a daughter at 23 and have her disappear like that.
My God, it would kill you.
Yeah.
But it's interesting because there was a brief little interview on the news with her, and she said, "I feel like an idiot. I want to say, you should. Who goes out on a hike in the wilderness in Montana by themselves?
Yeah, well, I saw, what's her name, the other night, too, the Gergens. I don't know if you know the Gergens from Oak Park. And their daughter was up in Alaska.
The Garrigans.
Garrigans, yeah, the Garrigans.
Kathy Garrigan. Well, she unfortunately died.
Yeah, their daughter. And she was about the same age, about 24.
Absolutely. And she was with three other kids.
Yeah, up in Alaska, and just that was a horrible, horrible situation. So,
yeah, that was
Anyways, thanks everyone for their prayers.
What I thought of when I saw this. I went, here we go again.
Yeah. Right, but thanks for your prayers, and we appreciate it, and they appreciate it.
And let's acknowledge a miracle when it happens.
Exactly.
You know? Yeah.
The fact that we're doing a radio show.
That's a miracle right there.
Exactly.
There are so many miracles every day. I'm surviving. That's a miracle.
Yes.
I'm sitting here having a beer with you, Skinny.
Yes.
There's a kind of a mini miracle.
And you know, we're hanging on here with this global warming here in Chicago. It's been really
it's killing me.
Do you know that, you know, just for, this is just for Billy, I should tell him this, that do you know that I decided I'm not going to look at any of this stuff, you know, about the global warming?
Yes.
Do you know the temperature of the Earth has gone up 1.1 degrees? In the last 150 years, the average temperature has gone up 1.1. And I know
that's
that
frightening.
I know that there's problems with the you know, but the North Pole and stuff like that. It's colder at the South Pole than it's ever been. But anyways, you know, and I know that the stuff with the CO2 and all that stuff is terrible, and we should, you know, cut back. But this idea that the world's coming to an end, like in the next 5 years, because the temperature.
Chicken Little. Sky is falling. Why would you single out Billy about that? I don't understand.
Because I think he's a believer in
global warming, climate change, or whatever.
Now if we get rain, it's climate. It covers everything.
Sure. Yeah.
So, but 1.1 degrees in 150 years. That's the fact. That's from, you know.
Wait till it's 99 degrees this summer. You'll be singing a different tune, maybe.
Do you know that in 1955 in Chicago? We hit 61 days, temperature over 90 this summer.
1955? Yeah, I was around then.
Yeah.
I was around.
So,
Riding my bike up and down Hamilton Avenue.
Anyways, I think the weather changes, and maybe we are getting a little warmer. But
how many Sheehans were at the Carmel thing? There were a lot of Sheehans there, right?
Well, there was TJ and Katie.
Patrick.
Patrick, Timmy.
Ryan.
They were all there.
Yeah.
Six of them, and Mike
John
and Nancy.
Wasn't there. Oh, Michael and Nancy were there.
Michael
and Nancy
was there, and I was there. And
we got to take a break.
Yeah, we're going to take a quick break. So,
right back on the Skinny Hulu show after these messages from our friends.
Thanks very much.
Putting your future in the hands of a lawyer can get personal, particularly in personal injury cases. You've got one shot at justice, so you're going to want a guy who thinks like you. Tom Gorman is Southside Irish all the way. He grew up in Holy Redeemer Parish, went to Brother Rice, and yeah, he got a ride to play ball at Notre Dame, played on the undefeated 1988 National Championship football team. After a shoulder injury ended his career, Tom stayed on with the Fighting Irish for his master's in law degree. Tom won the American Jurisprudence Award for trial advocacy at Notre Dame Law School, and he's been a trial lawyer ever since. Tom's practice is devoted exclusively to personal injury and wrongful death. Sure, he's won $1 million verdicts for his clients, but his focus remains on those families and their futures. Tom and his wife, Christine, have lived in Beverly for almost 20 years. And they're raising their 5 kids in Christ the King Parish, Brother Rice, Mother McCauley, and their oldest son is now at ND as well. Lots of folks have to deal with tragedy. It's good to know there's a guy out there you can count on who'll be in your corner to protect your family. You can call Tom Gorman directly at 312-345-7210 and tell him about your situation. Or go to the website, www.gormantriallaw.com. He's a good guy. There's no charge for the consultation, and you'll meet a new friend that's ready to fight for you and your family. Call Tom Gorman today at 312-345-7210 and tell him your story.
If you're looking for an office in the Loop, you got to check out Integrated Office Suites at 115 South LaSalle Street. IOS has an entire floor in this very prestigious building, and they offer the best in executive offices, virtual business offices, personalized phone answering, conference rooms, day office usage, administrative support services, with customized packages with fixed monthly invoices. Integrated Office Suites are convenient and very classy. So get in touch with our friends at integratedofficesuites.com. That's integratedofficesuites.com. Or call them at 312-648-6200 and tell them Skinny and Hooley sent you. Don't forget that number, 312-648-6200.
I'm Brendan O'Brien. Back in June of 1976, a guy opened a saloon on the South Side called Riley's Daughter. That guy is my dad, Boz O'Brien. Our family's quenched the thirst of the South Side for over 35 years. The storied history of Riley's Daughter is familiar to generations of friends who've told me their tales of nights at Riley's they'll never forget. Maybe they met their future wife or hubby at Riley's, or maybe they were there for many of our White Sox, Bears, or Notre Dame trips. Or maybe their grandmother bribed the judges in our Irish soda bread contest. We'll never tell. My family is proud to have been part of that over the years. One thing my dad has taught me is that you can't have too many friends. The legacy of Riley's Daughter has been the people we've been lucky enough to meet who stop by and share their good times with us. Today, we're still on the South Side. For the last 10 years at Chicago's Midway Airport, located in the main food court, we provide a Southside Irish welcome to everyone who enters our cozy, authentic pub imported from Ireland. Pull up a stool at Riley's Daughter and make yourself at home. If you're looking for a great drink and a friendly chat before your flight, please say hello to my dad, Boz, my uncle, Jimmy, my brother, Danny, or me, Brendan O'Brien. If you don't bring us a story, we'll make sure you leave with one. And if you mention the Skinny and Hooley show, we'll make sure to get an extra ice cube in that drink of yours. See you at Riley's Daughter Midway.
Hey, Hooley.
Thank you to our old friend, Brendan O'Brien.
Brendan, and listen to Brendan. Boz. I found the card yesterday. Of the guy up at O'Hare Field that lets us into the clubhouse up there.
Oh,
so
yeah.
We just have to kind of keep that quiet.
Yes. So it, announce it on the radio. Oh, man.
Don't tell anybody. Yeah. But that's always a good time, though, isn't it?
Sure, because it's free beers at the airport. No, I'm looking forward to the trip. But thanks to Brendan. I went by there the other day. You know what? What was I doing on the South? Oh, I met Pickle. And I had to get a picture taken or something. And I stopped in. And he was actually wasn't working. Usually he's working like a dog every single day. So shout out to him. And his dad.
And by the way, I went up to St. Cajetan's yesterday.
Yes, your parish.
They did a thing where they raised some money. They raised $1,000 for Special Olympics. And
good
we went
for
up
them.
To
I saw the pictures, I think.
Yeah. So anyways, I'm there and... there's a little kid there, like 6 years old. I said, what's your name? Jake.
Jake, yeah.
Yeah, Pickles Jake. So I said, you go home and
tell Jake Joyce.
Yeah.
He goes to Cajetan's?
Yeah.
What, is he in first grade or something?
First grade or kindergarten. The nicest little kids you ever saw.
He's a tough little guy, though.
Yeah.
His grandfather's Muhammad Ali.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. And his father's Pickle.
Yeah.
So.
I was at Pickle's gym, and do you know Danny Letts?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was giving boxing lessons, and that place is a buzz, a beehive of activity.
Where's it at?
It's on 111th and right all over the tracks, right across from Hippo's.
Okay.
It's the Celtic Youth Boxing Foundation. It's a terrific joint.
Yeah, and Hooley, before we go, we do want to thank all our sponsors.
Nice. Especially Tom Gorman for coming. That was great.
He was terrific, and what a great guy. Notre Dame All-American, won the national championship. It was great. And we're great. We're very happy to have him as a sponsor.
You know what? And I didn't want to, but there's so many good things he does for the community, like the Pediatric Brain Tumor Foundation. He's really involved with Brother Rice and everything. So God bless him.
Right.
I didn't want to embarrass him anyway, but I'm so glad he was here. And we will.
Thanks to all our sponsors.
We'll see you later. Bye. Bye.
The Skinny and Hooley Show is recorded in front of a live audience.